Hidden Growth Champions, the podcast. Business news, views, and insights from across the globe.
Welcome, everyone, to this latest episode of Hidden Growth Champions, our podcast series. In this episode, we'll be looking back at our second season of Hidden Growth Champions, the year 2021. We'll look at how this whole thing started. We'll talk a bit about what was different in year two. What did we do differently? And what were some of the experiences that kind of stay on top of mind? And we'll cast forward into 2022, into season three that will kick off in January and see what new things we have in store for you. I hope you join us. A quick recap as to how Hidden Growth Champions started. We were in the midst of a hard lockdown, the first hard lockdown that hit us around March and April 2020. And I was sitting with the team and we were looking at some ideas of how we could digitize some of our processes. What are the kind of things we could do online while we weren't face-to-face with our customers? And the idea of a podcast came up. And within a matter of days, we got a marketing team together. We got the technical experts and we were essentially recording our first episode. And that was a great success. And with that, kind of season one started rolling off. The idea behind all of this was always and remains celebration. We were celebrating entrepreneurs. We were celebrating innovation. We were celebrating people who took the initiative to do something extraordinary, whether they were in corporates and trying to change organizations from within, whether they were branching out and setting up new ventures, whether they were in partnerships of various types. In all of these cases, they had new value that they saw could be generated. They saw an impact they could make on their customers, on broader society, something they could bring to market, something they could commercialize, something that would be enduring and would set them forward. And that really became a vehicle to celebrate them. It was a vehicle to showcase some of the best innovations we've come across and some of the most interesting individuals who were charging forward in the midst of a very uncertain environment. In year two, we took that idea forward and made some changes. We, for example, have added special podcast episodes where we were talking to global experts about a particular topic, whether it was the future of education or specifically innovation within payments, cross-border transfers, et cetera, et cetera. We also started showcasing innovations within our team, our internship program, which was a great success. We gave an opportunity for our interns to come onto the podcast and speak to us. And that became one of the most memorable episodes of 2021. And lastly, we started experimenting with different formats, having more than one podcast guest, for example. We started experimenting with having a shorter, more theme-focused episodes, for example, looking at financial services or clean energy. And that was some of the kind of the notable highlights of the second season. We've had some wonderful guests on, from our clients to industry experts, to thought leaders, and those all contributed in wonderful ways into our combined thought pieces, into our combined knowledge base of how organizations and how leadership transitions into this new normal. What do they do differently? How do they build new options? How do they create strategies that are more enduring yet experimental? And with all of that, we've collated kind of highlights from our podcast series and related published pieces into one mural board that is available to all of you online to access and listen to, read, and take note of. In year three, third season, which is starting in January, we've decided to mix up things a bit and to introduce some new things into the mix. Firstly, we're going to introduce a new format, mini podcast episodes. These are 15 to 20 minute slots where some of our team members will be joining in, hosting episodes that will look in a kind of in a sharper, shorter format at specific topics of interest. So that's going to be the first thing that's going to be different. And we will be kicking off specifically looking at innovations within financial services from January onwards. So shorter formats are the first thing we're going to bring to the mix. The second thing we'll be looking at, and again, looking at our podcast very much from a human perspective, is we're going to start celebrating more of transitions, more of people's journeys as they not only created something extraordinary within a particular setup, corporate or organization, a startup, an innovation fund. But we're going to be looking further at their career. We'll be looking at how they keep on sustaining new innovations, how they keep on growing and pushing the envelopes as they move from one environment, from one setting into the other. And we've got some exciting guests coming up onto the show to share with us their stories of their personal transition. So that'll be the second thing that'll be different, that we'll add to in season three. And the third change is very much an invitation to you. We will be inviting you into curated private events, events that you'll be able to participate in smaller settings with other innovators and contribute from your own experience, contribute from your own experience with innovation, with growing beyond the core, with venturing. And I think that could be one of the most exciting things that will be introduced in the new year. So please stay tuned for that and our invitation for you to step in, not just to be the audience, but if you're open to it, to participate in more specific and curated discussions around areas of interest. So all in all, an exciting season ahead and some episodes we're starting to line up. I must say that one thing that I have to give credence to that I've got to thank people for are the wonderful guests that we've had throughout the first 2 years on Hidden Growth Champions. We've had some amazing individuals, and it's been so heartwarming to listen in to their feedback about the podcast episodes, to listen into how they've experienced the podcast. And for me, that's been one of the most heartwarming parts of this podcast series, is seeing people's reactions, seeing how they were surprised at sharing from their knowledge and know-how with us and what that contributed to them and the kind of questions that they raised, that they challenged themselves with as part of participating in the podcast. So I just want to say a very big thank you to everyone, almost the 50 individuals to date who've been on our podcast series. It's been an amazing first 2 years. We can't wait to season three. And we want to invite you to participate, to listen in, to comment, and to be part of our growing community, our growing growth tribe as we step forward. Thank you. Have a wonderful festive season ahead. I hope you get some rest, and we look forward to seeing you again in January.
Hidden Growth Champions, the podcast. Join us next time for more business news, views, and insights from across the globe.